Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll learn about the exciting things happening now that the shelter construction and renovation are finally completed. We'll chat about a recent training seminar conducted at the animal shelter that brought in professionals from more than a dozen area shelters and is changing life for shelter dogs all over the United States. And finally, we're going to hear about peanut butter and jelly, my favorite sandwich, but peanut butter and jelly are also our featured pets of the week. Interesting names, Kristen. Where do you guys come up with these?
We get creative.
Yeah, it must be. Main topic we want to talk about, exciting times, though, is the shelter. We're finally there.
We're finally there. This project started in 2007, and we always remind people that the actual construction and renovation wasn't meant to be completed while there were animals in the building, but we didn't really have anywhere else to put the animals. So all of this has happened while we've been a fully functioning operating animal shelter with, you know, anywhere from 1 to 200 animals.
Yeah. Can't imagine that you guys will even know how to act once it's, I mean, you know, has it even sunk in yet?
It's been finished for about 3 weeks, and we still are walking through the rooms wondering if we're really allowed to be in them.
Right, okay. So the new animal shelter, what's different? What's new? What's improved? Can you kind of give me a little highlights there?
All of the animal holding areas are completely different. I'll start with cats. Mm-hmm. Prior to the shelter being renovated and the reconstruction, we had one cat holding area and then a place for cats to be adopted. And the cats all shared airspace. They were in metal cages. And so the change has been that we now have 6 rooms for holding cats. Each cat has what's called a cat condo, which means they don't share airspace with any other cats. And this is true both on the adoption floor and in the holding areas. This is really important. The reason that these changes were made is because once cats get sick in a shelter, and they often do because of the stress, it's really hard to get them better. And so you can have a whole shelter full of cats with upper respiratory symptoms that just get worse and worse. And in the year that we have started using the condos, because part of them were done a year ago, we have had virtually no sickness among cats. So that's been a really important change.
Incredible. Now, is that different than what I think is something called the community cat room?
Yes. The community cat room, while we keep most cats in their own kitty condos, some cats stay at the shelter for 8 months or more, older cats that are waiting for a home. Right. We wanted to have a space for these cats to get to interact with other cats. And so we have this community cat room, which is something we haven't had before, where actually the public can see many cats together and can go in and visit with cats in a more normal, kind of like the room of a house setting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think with the construction and the air quote new shelter, if you will, there are training rooms, which gives you guys a lot of potential for programs and things.
Yes. We have never had a space for training. And now we're going to be able to offer all kinds of programs, classes, camps, and events. And we're already starting to offer some unique programming. One example is we're partnering with the American Bird Conservancy and the Audubon Society. On June 7th, we're going to be teaching a class about how to transition your outdoor cat to be an indoor cat and why it's important to keep your pet cat indoors. And those are things that have never been able to be offered in Fairfax County. So unique things that because of these training rooms, we're going to be able to have. And we're looking forward to having all kinds of camps, you know, doggy obedience classes, stuff that is really relevant to pet owners in Fairfax County.
Right. And lots of things that y'all have wanted to do but couldn't because there was nowhere to have them or no space.
Yes, and we're in the process of hiring a humane educator. So that's a new position for us, and we're really excited to be able to have a person that's going to be coordinating all these education and outreach efforts and really making the best use of those training rooms.
Sure. When we've talked about the shelter in the past a little bit, and maybe folks can think about construction of the new animal shelter, a lot of times they're thinking, you know, about the building itself inside, the new areas for the animals, et cetera. But there's new outdoor areas and things involved there with the construction. Can you talk about the outside of the shelter for a minute?
Yeah. If you're driving down 66, you can actually see the animal shelter, and you'll see it from the back. And you'll see these very tall fences, and those are our doggy play yards where our dogs go out and exercise and play every day. We have several of those. We're also in the process of building a catio. We have some Eagle Scouts who've agreed to help us build this outdoor cat area, because again, those cats that sit here for 8 months, it's great for them to have exposure to different environments and be able to get out of those condos. Mm-hmm. And we're also planning on having some agility obstacles for our shelter dogs.
Oh, neat. Okay. Now, I've got here in my notes as we were going over the program today, something that says shelter versus companion animal resource center. What does that mean?
You know, just yesterday, someone came up to me and he said, "Oh, do you work at the dog pound?" And it sounded so strange to me.
Right.
But, you know, the idea of a pound has really changed into that of an animal shelter. And the next step for us is not to be just considered an animal shelter, but to be considered a companion animal resource center, meaning that sheltering is just one of 15, 20 different things that we offer the community, all relating to companion animals. So that's really the next step for us. And when you drive by the front of the shelter, you'll see there's three separate entrances, one for training rooms and the vet suite, one for the intake area, the receiving, and then one for adoption. So there's many different reasons that people are coming to the shelter, and it's not just to either surrender or adopt an animal.
Right. And a purposeful design for doing that, like you said, three different entrances. That's
correct.
That's pretty amazing, yeah. And along that same line, a couple of lobbies for the shelter instead of just one lobby?
Yes, the old shelter had just the one lobby. And this was really a problem because we do offer such a wide variety of services, it meant that people were having the most joyous day of their life adopting an animal, whereas another person may be bringing in an animal that was dying or maybe was in crisis because they had lost their pet. And so there was just so many things happening in one area, a lot of them very happy and a lot of them very sad or stressful. Now we have two different lobbies that people can go in. The first one is the adoption lobby, so that's just if you're there to adopt a pet. Mm-hmm. And the other lobby is for lost and found and receiving of animals, so it separates those two, those services.
Yeah. Well, like you said, totally different reasons and emotions, and a considerate part of the Animal Resource Center.
Yes.
Yeah. Have to learn that name. Now, the exciting news, the grand opening, if you will, the ribbon cutting is coming up. Can you give us details about that?
Well, we wanted to have a formal event to mark the opening of this brand new shelter. It's double the size, and it's truly a beautiful facility. People remark all the time that they can't believe they're in an animal shelter.
In an animal resource center.
Right. So the ribbon cutting is on May 17th. The festivities really start when we open around 10 a.m., but we will have, starting at 1 p.m., we'll have face painting. We're going to have some available reptiles and exotic animals for people to visit with. We're going to be offering shelter tours. And then at 2:30, we'll have the ribbon cutting itself, where we formally open the brand new Companion Animal Resource Center that is the Fairfax County Animal Shelter.
Right. And folks can obviously come, and they don't have to come to adopt that day. They can just come to be a part of the festivities and the celebration and part of this this project that has lasted for a while that's finally come to fruition. So.
Yeah, it's going to be a day of celebration. And as always, no one ever has to only come to the shelter when they're adopting. We love it when kids have a day off school and you know, mom or dad brings them to the shelter just to visit with the animals and learn about, you know, what we do there. Mm-hmm. So it's a good educational experience.
Yeah, will there be some educational opportunities and different things like that?
There
that
will.
Mentioned? Yeah, okay, cool. And again, the date and the time?
It's May 17th. Festivities start in the morning at 10 a.m. when we open, but we're really going to get the party going at about 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We'll have face painters. We'll have hopefully a lemonade stand working on that one today, and all kinds of different activities for the family and shelter tours. And then at 2:30, we have the ribbon cutting.
Yeah. Well, you can always make lemonade if it falls through. So
yes, it may be me serving the lemonade.
Make some cookies. And go. All right. One of the things we've talked about with the new shelter, the new Animal Resource Center, is the ability to have trainings and that kind of thing. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the Amy Sadler Playgroup training.
Yeah, we wanted to mention this today because Amy Sadler she runs an organization called Dogs Playing for Life, and she is a dog trainer. But she several years ago realized that dogs were really going crazy in animal shelters from the isolation of being in a kennel, and so she started having shelter dogs play with each other, which was pretty unheard of. And now, several years later, she's been at over 70 shelters in the United States, and she has taught them how to have their shelter dogs, all of them, playing together. It teaches them socialization. Mm-hmm. It helps us assess them and evaluate them. And it's really amazing how much the quality of life has changed for our dogs. So she was just at the shelter, and we had 12 different animal shelters at her training, which means that all over the region, shelters are starting these playgroups for shelter dogs for enrichment exercise and assessment.
Yeah, interesting. Cool. Anything else you want to add on that before we move on to the featured pet?
Yes, you can come most Saturdays at 10 o'clock. We have public playgroups, and it's kind of like going to a dog park, and you can pick out your favorite dog and adopt it. So it's a really exciting opportunity for the public to get to see how the dogs socialize in kind of a normal setting.
Yeah, that's great. Great point. Cool deal. So come to the shelter, see them playing, find which one you want, and go home with them.
Yep.
Let's talk peanut butter and jelly because I'm kind of hungry. No, that's a different kind of story. Our featured pets of the week, peanut butter and jelly, the best names we've had so far.
Peanut butter and jelly are named that because they like to pile on top of each other and make like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They are two female orange tabbies, and that's really unusual. Most orange tabbies are male. And it's very unusual to have one orange tabby, much less female, much less two. These two came in together. Life circumstances changed for the owner, and they could no longer keep them. They're 8 years old, and they are two beautiful girls. And they're really shy with other cats, but they love each other. And if we keep them together most of the time, but sometimes we have to separate them because it's often hard to tell there's two cats there because they're so smushed together. And so one of the reasons we wanted to feature them today is because we're trying to find them a home together. We don't feel like it is okay to separate these two. They just love each other. So.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just want peanut butter by itself. So, every once in a while, like I said.
You can peel peanut butter away from jelly on occasion.
Yeah. All right. That's just about going to do it for the time we've got. But I did want to ask you, put you on the spot, social media, ways for folks to stay connected to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. Can you kind of give us some additional ways, in addition to the podcast, that folks can keep
up
with
shelter? Yes. Well, we just reached our 10,000 followers on Facebook, and we get about 100,000 views a week. So that's a great way to follow us. We're also newly on Twitter at Fairfax Animal. So you can not only find out information about the animal shelter, but you can find out information about all animal services in Fairfax County on Twitter. And then also on Instagram at Instagram.com/Fairfax County Animal Shelter.
Mm-hmm. And the Instagram is new.
The Instagram is also new, yes.
Yeah, and that's going to be pictures, I'm assuming,
the platform? Instagram's a great platform for us because we have so many great pictures that it gives us a way to just keep – every time we have a picture we like, we can just throw it up on Instagram. And actually, that one is getting a lot of attention. So that's the animal shelter, great dog and cat pictures. Everybody likes to look at those.
Absolutely.
So you'll see a lot of those on our Instagram.
Absolutely. All right. Cool deal. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of the Animal Shelter Podcast. We do want to thank you for listening. Remember the upcoming ribbon cutting ceremony. Kristen, give us that date and time one more final time.
That's May 17th. The ribbon cutting is at 2:30, but come early to enjoy all the festivities.
All right. And the shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax. Regular open hours for business Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And as we said earlier, you can find the Animal Shelter on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to follow the latest shelter news, events, and success stories. Also, see more of the Animal Shelter on Tips and Tales, the shelter television show produced by Channel 16. Animal Shelter Podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government, and we certainly thank you for stopping by and listening.